Coast 93.1, The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. Okay, how would you respond to this if your one night stand reveals, "Hey, I'm into something that's a little different," yeah. And you're like, "Oh, okay," you know, and who knows? Maybe you're into it too.
Right, it's one night stand.
Says,
you know, you never know.
Yeah, like maybe you know, try something. Why not?
Well,
you know,
you
may
one
never
night.
See this guy again.
Right.
And he says, I would really, really like to smash a pie in your face
yeah.
and eat the pie
yeah.
off of your face
yeah.
after.
So yeah, crazy.
Would you do it? is question one.
Like first of all, he's just got a bunch of pie. Just hanging it. Like, he's just got pie. He's, like, he's ready to go. He goes out to the bar. Before he goes to the bar, he goes to Hannaford, right? And he gets a bunch of pie because in case he brings a girl back. Is that what happens?
Right.
Like,
oh, yeah. And you know the people at Hannaford are like, oh, Jeff's
God.
Here again. He
yeah.
must have a date. You know?
No, Jeff, we don't have any of those apple
what
pies.
What kind of pie can I get you, Jeff? Just... are we doing cherry again? Or...
I love
chocolate
that
cream or
oh crap, Jeff's back. You deal with it. I don't want to deal with him.
Oh boy, Jeff's back. Oh. Yeah. Oh man, we're out of pie. Oh, send
oh,
him the
God.
Shaws.
Yeah. We just opened, Jeff.
You
my
know
God.
He's not getting like a what is like a fancy, you know,
like
you
a
know,
lemon meringue.
Baking,
yeah, no, he's
you know,
just,
like some
yeah.
scratch baking
right.
Pie. You know,
no.
this He's definitely getting, you know, the grocery store pies.
Yeah, he
know?
Might not even be going to the bakery. He might just be going to, like, I don't know, the pie aisle. I don't know at this point, but God.
Which is called the pile, actually. So, thank you.
You're welcome.
Laugh. But here's the thing about getting a pie in the face, because I have been on the receiving end of a pie in the face. And I will say that it's not what it seems like in cartoons and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
It's incredibly messy.
Yeah.
And in my case, I'm hoping that it was not a fetish thing because it was at a retirement home and they pied me in the face as, actually, I believe it was on Pi Day. So it must've been like March 14th.
Oh, there you
like
go.
3/3/14, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was, they said, hey, you know, I think I was new here. I really wanted to make sure that I got to meet every person in Maine that I could. And they said, hey, would you like to come to our retirement home? We're having Pi Day and we'll pie you in the face. And I said, okay, sure. You know, anything to get more listeners.
Right.
And they did. A bunch of old folks lined up and came and pied me in the face. Now, that was just like a whipped cream pie.
Yeah, right. Right.
So.
But like an apple pie,
I would
feel.
That would be a little different than something with crust.
It's almost like suffocating. Like, you know, and how long does he pie you in the face? And.
Right.
And like, what if it gets, I don't know. There's a lot of questions there. I'm going to say no. If I'm with that guy one night stand, he says he wants to pie me in the face. I'm going home. I'm calling an Uber.
Yeah.
Peace. Like, yeah. No way.
And how does he bring it up? Like, I don't know if you've had dessert yet.
Right.
I have a little sweet treat in the kitchen.
And how does he not get a reputation around town? Like, you know, say if this guy lived here, I have
right.
no idea. If he lived here, like the single people in the Old Port would be like, oh God, Jeff, don't do it. Like, then I saw another girl
right.
talking to him in the bar. You know, I go to foreplay or something. I'm going up to that girl and saying, listen, he's going
right.
to want to take you home and pie you in the face. I'm just warning you. If you're into that, it's cool. I'm just
yeah.
letting you know. Wash your face.
Yeah, and women like watch, you know, have each other's backs, and like on the way out of foreplay, they, you know, she just stops at the girl and goes, "Hope you like pie. Good luck. Good night." And you're like, "What?
What? What do you mean?
What does this have to do with him?"
Yeah,
you know,
right. And then it all comes together
I
when she
like
goes
pie.
Back to Crazy Jeff's house, and he's got a whole pie cabinet. Oh, Jeff.
Right. Yeah.
Get a new fetish. What a waste of money.
Yeah.
Ugh. Can you imagine Todd? Todd
right.
would be like, don't waste a perfectly good pie. What?
Oh, God. Oh, this would be terrible.
Yeah.
And the other thing, too, here's my other question. Now that we're really diving down the
yeah,
guy who
yeah,
likes
yeah,
to the
so.
Pie women in the face
yeah.
and eat it off their face fetish, because here's the other part. That doesn't happen quickly. If you're going to eat the pie, like, you can't just, you know what I'm saying here, Kelly?
Yes.
You can't, it's not like... there's a little process. You
of,
know?
Of course. And then, yeah, yeah.
And does he go one slice at a time? You
oh,
know?
I think he's going full pie. I think he fully pies the face. And then I think,
right.
And then if it gets all sticky, like, do you take a spoon and then scrape it off yourself? I don't know. There's so many questions. I don't like Jeff. I don't like him.
Yeah.
I don't like Jeff.
He's got to have a very sticky bed.
Oh, you know? God. Like, yeah.
It's just, you know, they say, you know, you shouldn't get crumbs in your bed. Well, you shouldn't get filling.
No.
Or fruit, you know, right. Or crust.
Yeah.
Either.
No. Say know? No to Jeff, ladies. Say no. Steer clear.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't let him pop your cherry pie.
Oh, my God. You are gross. Well, oh, my God.
That could be his pickup line.
Pickup line.
You
know?
Hey, would you like
it.
Me to
oh, gosh.
Pop your
oh,
cherry pie?
God.
Or perhaps pumpkin?
Pumpkin would be easier, I guess. It's more smooth.
Pumpkin would be better. You know, yeah. You have to take a pie to the face. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, if you have to. Anyway, hi, good morning. Yeah, I know. I didn't expect to have this conversation this morning either, but you never know what you get when you turn on The Blake Show, and it's just that half of what we choose to talk about is random weird stuff Kelly sends me over the weekend. So.